Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay, where we answer your questions as best we can. This is Perrier, your hostess for the next 30 minutes. And last week when we shut down, I had a few emails that came in with questions after I shut down. So let me see if I can find those. I was going to save them for today. And I see some I thought I had, and then I looked, and I'd already answered them, so maybe I did. One of them said, can clay help detox the body after mold exposure? Yes. Here again, you want to take the clay internally to detox any freshly accumulated toxins before they go into the body, and take the clay baths to detox anything that's been absorbed into the body and stored in the tissues and the joints. And then Pamela said, thank you and all those who contributed today. Wonderful support. We had a lot of great questions last time. It was really nice. Okay, here's one from Dina. Said, Perry, I hope it's okay to address another product, but for the person who asked about teeth cavities, I watched a black spot disappear on my teeth from using a combination of butter oil and cod liver oil from green pasture. Now I pack my teeth each night with clay. So, well, there's a way you can possibly get rid of a decay spot with a combination of butter oil and cod liver oil from green pastures. Now, I don't know how you mix it. And then after it disappeared, she started packing her gums at night and brushing her teeth with clay. Thank you for that. We do have some more questions in queue. It says, how can I use green or white clay? It doesn't matter what color the clay is. The most popular healing clays are green healing clays. When you buy them in the jar, they look white or beige. And when you add water to them, they turn kind of a khaki green. Those are considered green clays. There are lots of different shades of green. And basically, you mix them with water to hydrate it, and you can use a mask. Now, the product you buy should have directions for mixing it. The living clay swells three times, so you have to add three times the amount of water as you do clay. And you never want to stir clays. They will stick to the spoon, and you want to use plastic or wooden spoon. Don't leave a metal spoon in clay. If you want to just briefly measure with it, okay, but don't leave it contacted with the clay. And you always want to shake clay. I find if you shake it, it's much better than trying to stir it. You want to shake it and break up the lumps. It's kind of like making gravy out of flour and water. If you're not careful, you'll have lumps in your gravy because the clay and the gravy get wet on the outside and it holds the dry part inside. So if you shake it, it breaks up those lumps and the water can absorb, it can activate and absorb the clay, and you should have a nice creamy mask. And like I say, some clays just swell 1:1, so you use one part clay to one part water to one part clay. And it's long been said the green clays were popular for healing. Now people are using red clays, yellow clays, blue clays, and white clays. Clays come in all colors. Generally, their colors are influenced by their environment and the minerals in them. The configuration, they all pretty much have the same minerals, but some of them have higher concentrations of different minerals. Like a clay that's high in iron will likely be yellow or red. And your green clays are from lower down in the clay bed where the marine life was, the blue-green algae and all. Okay, here's one from Karen in Greensboro. Hi, Karen. Said, hello, will clay help with ligament and tendon damage, especially in the wrists, knees, and feet? how would you suggest using them? Clay helps with any kind of inflammation, and when you've damaged a ligament or a muscle or a tendon, they are swollen, they're irritated, they're inflamed, they're hot and feverish. And the clay will reduce the swelling, take the excess fluid out, help reduce the pain. Tendons and ligaments are a little, take longer to repair than just a muscle pull, particularly if you tear it. So you kind of have to stay off it. And I would pack the area with the clay mud, the mask, make it up, and just pack it all around pretty thickly and wrap it either in saran wrap or something of that nature so you won't get it on your clothes. And leave it on pretty much all day if you want to change it. Yeah. If it's fresh and swollen and tender, you may want to change it a couple of times a day and put a fresh one on at night. Just kind of use your common sense on that. But it's very beneficial for any time type of sore muscle, sprains, ligaments, and tendon, and speeding the healing. Because the clay not only reduces the inflammation and the swelling, which takes the pressure off, it also, I forgot what I was going to say. Let's see, what does it do? Oh, it brings blood flow and circulation to the area that, and the oxygen and the blood flow is what helps with cellular repair. So if it's a torn ligament, you'll have to give it a little bit longer. Just be patient and keep doing it. All right. Let's see what else we have here. Shirley McLaughlin in Lodi. When our jobs require us to have TB tests, is there anything we can do to eliminate the damage that may cause? I was thinking about bringing clay with me and putting it on the area right away. I think that would be a good idea if you want to, you know, but if the test, you may have to wait until after they read the test for them to get an accurate reading. I don't know what the reading would be if you put it on there and it pulled the vaccine out, or the serum out, whatever it is they use. But even after the 2 or 3 days is up, you can put it on there and take a clay bath. I take clay with me when I go to the dentist if I know they're going to x-ray my teeth. And usually I'm planning on going home afterwards, and I take a little clay mask with me, and I just go in the bathroom or I get in my car, and I just put it on my face and neck and jaw in the areas where they had the x-ray machine until I can get home and kind of do one, just a thin facial on my face and neck area. It's a very good idea. Okay, Marianne in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, Perry. I have a friend who was bitten by a large dog. The inner tissue is not healing well, and he has been diagnosed with PTSD. Would the clay help heal these situations? Well, while I'm talking, I'm going to try to post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay. Yes, I would get the clay in that wound, and it will pull out any infection deep down in there. Oftentimes a bite wound, there's an infection that gets in deep, and it prevents it from clay healing. I've seen clay pull gangrene out and heal the most horrid bites and injuries where just a chunk of skin was taken away. And things that have gotten infected, the clay will clean out the infection. And then it starts healing from the inside out. So it starts down by cleaning that deepest part. It heals and it brings the blood flow and oxygen where the healing can begin. I don't know if this post-traumatic stress disorder is has anything to do with being bitten by the dog. I'm not understanding that's just thrown in there. I don't know if it has anything to do with his healing or not. Stress can cause you to be slow to heal. Worry, you know, I was talking to someone today who was stressed. A lot of times we base what happens to us on a past happening. Maybe you got bit before and the infection got really bad, and so now you've decided that's going to be bad, and you worry about it, worry about it. Well, that creates more acidity in the body. And it shuts down, the stress tightens up, we tense up when we have stress, so we kind of shut down the flow of blood and oxygen in our body, and it just exacerbates things. So breathe, relax, remember to let go, relax. You know, we worry about a lot of things based on past experiences when the situations in the past were totally different. You know, people say, well, if your parents had cholesterol, you should have high cholesterol. Well, my parents were raised back in the early 90s when they ate and cooked with bacon fat and lard. So, yeah, they should have cholesterol problems. Well, today we have different alternatives for that, and we're not eating those bad fats. So why should we put the past on today? Don't define yourself by past experience. All right. Good questions there. And as far as Clay healing the post-traumatic stress disorder, Clay baths are very calming. They will relax them. I would take it at night. They can get a good night's sleep. Just use a 1 cup clay and follow the mixing directions. Put it in a blender. You want to put half water, put your clay in, fill the rest of the blender up with water to about an inch of the top, and then blend it until all the lumps are gone. Start a nice, warm, hot bath. Go in and pour it in there and rinse the blender out where you get all the clay out. And take a moment to wash the blades off before you get into the bathtub because you don't want to leave the clay sitting on those blades. I roll a towel up behind my head. I scoot down in the clay as water as much as possible. And I just close my eyes and relax, and I keep my hands moving and keep the clay stirred up. You can take a wash rag and kind of stir it around while you're in there. They're very relaxing, very calming. They're detoxing you whether you know it or not. They're pulling toxins out of the body and heavy metals and things of that nature. And it's also, it's opening up the flow of energy in the body, the flow of oxygen and blood, and it's that oxygen that we need in our blood flow. And when we get stressed out and tensed up, we shut down that. So tell them to try clay baths for that, too. It works wonderfully on autistic children when they kind of get into a situation where they are real tense, and the clay baths calm them down. They make more eye contact, and they become more verbal. It's amazing how one clay bath can make a difference. They really are fascinating. So if none of you have ever had a clay bath, I invite you to try one in your lifetime. Put it on your bucket list, and if you do one, you're going to keep doing them. I promise you that. A question from Ingrid in Toronto. How can I drink bentonite clay with praises? Well, you just swallow it. Honey, one of the reasons I'm talking kind of stumbling around right now is I have braces on too. And I not only drink the clay, I brush my teeth with the clay. It doesn't hurt. The metal that they use in your mouth is not a decomposable, deteriorating metal. So it doesn't hurt them. I've checked with the dentist. In fact, this dentist sells clay and gives talks to people about clay. He thinks it's very healthy for the gums and the teeth. And he assured me it will not hurt any of the compositions that they put in your mouth for braces or for filling. Your braces are not going to rust. So just have at it. I have my teeth checked about every 3 months, my gums, teeth cleaned and checked, and they check my gums because I'm 74 for pockets. And so 2 or 3 times a month, I'll put the dry powder clay just on the handle of my toothbrush, pull my cheek out, and put a little deposit between the cheek and the gum. And they get down there, and it pulls during the night. The dry clay hits the saliva, and it sticks to the teeth. And you can sleep with it in at night, and it's going to pull the bacteria that get lodged down in your gums out. It's going to bring blood flow and circulation to those gums and tighten them back up to the teeth. And I know that works for sure because I do it all the time. Mariella in New York. Can I use clay internally to detox my body? You can use it to detox what you freshly ingested that before it's absorbed into the body. Clay, when you take it internally, it goes from the mouth south. It just goes in one end and out the other. And along the way, it cleans house. It absorbs toxins you've ingested that day. It balances your pH. It gets rid of parasites. It helps cleanse that colon so you can absorb more nutrients from the foods and the vitamins and supplements that you take. But it doesn't help to get the toxins that might be in your blood or in your joints and soft tissues from prolonged exposure to already digested toxins, so to speak. The body is made with a filter system. We have the liver, the kidney, and the lymphatic glands that are blood cleansers. It's supposed to cleanse the toxins out of the blood. But this day and time, we're exposed to so many toxins that they get an overload and they can't get everything filtered out on a daily basis. What they can't get to get stored in the soft tissues, muscles, and joints in the body. And over years and years and years, these toxins build up and we have arthritis, achy joints, even knotty joints, joints with calcium buildup deposits. And you see the old people, the hands are just deformed and knotted and they can't straighten their fingers. Just drinking the clay somehow helps that. Don't ask me how, since it's not absorbed in the bloodstream. Again, here's where the energy of clay comes to bat. Clay is a catalyst that works with the body. And through enzymatic action, it can help the body, but the body and the enzymes work together to create the deficiency. The clay also has an energy to it. Again, it causes that flow of energy. We don't want to shut down the flow of blood and oxygen to our cells. So I would recommend taking the clay baths along with taking the clay internally. All right, excellent. Okay, Gabby in Torrington, Wyoming. Hi, Gabby. I have a few regular hears, and it's so nice to see your names. I'm trying to help a friend's 29-year-old daughter quit smoking. I'm sure she does drugs also. I know she's on antidepressant, and she does want help, and trust me, how can the clay help? Thanks so much. First of all, I'd have her start taking the clay baths. We had one lady who had smoked 2 packs a day for about 40 years, and when her first few clay baths literally turned the clay in the bathtub brown, pulling the excess nicotine out. So it takes two clay baths a week with at least a cup of clay. More if she really wants to get, you know, stuff going on. I think if she takes her clay bath in the evening, she'll sleep better. Drinking the clay helps. Like I say, the clay baths are very calming. The depressants, I hate to see people on depressants. And a lot of, you know, I do a wellness seminar once a month, and we talk about worry and how worry creates stress, and stress creates tension on the body, and then you get depressed, and when you get tired and you can't sleep because you've got this cycle going, then that just enhances and exacerbates the depression and it gets worse and worse. So you need to get a good night's sleep, get on a healthy diet, eat good foods, start drinking the clay. I would give her 2 ounces twice a day. Now, you may want to take it away from the drugs. Some antidepressants you don't just get off of and quit overnight. So if she feels like she's ready to after she had a few clay baths and drank some clay, and check with the pharmacy to see how long it takes to absorb the antidepressants, and then gradually let go of take the clay, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought here. Between times, give yourself time to absorb your medicines before you take the clay. You can tell the pharmacist you want to take a bentonite clay that's a 9.7 pH. He'll probably say it won't interfere with the medicines. but there are some that it might. So it's better to be safe and just ask. 2 ounces twice a day. If she needs more, she can take more. Brushing her teeth with the clay will be good. She probably has nicotine stains on her teeth, and they're yellow wings, so I would start brushing my teeth. When I brush my teeth with the clay, you can do it several ways. I always like to put a little toothpaste on my toothbrush just for flavor, and it keeps the toothbrush from looking dirty when the clay gets in it. So I put a little toothpaste on, I kind of wet my brush, I either dip it in the dry powder clay, or I take some of the hydrated clay and just scoop right on top of the toothpaste and brush my teeth with it. I really prefer the dry powder clay because I feel its polishing effect on my teeth, and it doesn't hurt your enamel. I've been doing it for years, and I get rave reviews from my dentist. If I can just get my teeth aligned and get these braces off. So, I think it will help. And, if she has someone she can talk to about worry, a lot of depression is caused by worry, and we get into the place of no hope. We just build ourselves a little box of no hope, and nothing works right, and we get these thoughts going, and it just perpetuates the cycle. And I would love to have her join our wellness seminar. And if you get the newsletter, it tells you it's right in between the two clay seminars. We usually have it each month. And if you take the newsletter, it will give you the information. And there are links there, and she can go and download some of the previous seminars and listen to them. They're 30 minutes. A lot of them have a meditation that's very calming. Meditating would be very good when you get depressed, just to breathe, relax, let go of your thinking, let go of the stressful thoughts, and just keep breathing and relaxing. And in your mind, go to a safe place, a place of beauty that you really enjoy, and like a meadow or on the river or at the ocean. Imagine yourself walking on the beach with the water lapping up at your toes in the cool water. All right, we have some more questions. Here's a question from Kim and Kula. I believe that's in Hawaii. I'm not sure I pronounced it right. I want to go there one of these days. Where does your clay come from? Well, basically it comes from God. It's volcanic ash. But locationally it's a clay from Death Valley. A Death Valley is a region with a lot of clays. This specific site is in the southern part of Death Valley. And it doesn't get much rain, or any at all, hardly. It gets less than 2 inches of rain in that area per year. So the clay has 6 or 8 feet of topsoil that's scraped off, and then the volcano laid a gas bubble over the bed of clay of material that formed a crystalline zeolite, not a zeolite clay, but a crystal rock, crystal zeolite. Your pure zeolite is a crystal, and it's a filtering mechanism. They use it, they grind it, they make filters to put in hospitals to filter germs and things. So it's literally protected it from any contamination. It's a subsurface mine. We go down pretty deep to dig it out. So it's a very naturally pure, safe clay. Okay, Tom in Walnut Creek, when do you use the liquid and the dry powder clay for health conditions? Well, I think everyone ought to drink the clay every day. The only way you really use the dry powder is to make the mass, to make the clay mud that you can use topically. You don't want to eat the dry powder. But if you do have, if you're in an accident and you're bleeding profusely, or you cut yourself and you can't stop the bleeding, pack the dry powder clay on the wound, and it'll stop the bleeding and coagulate the blood, and it also keeps the dirt getting out. The friend who taught me about clay had a friend of his he had met for lunch, and he had a motorcycle, and going out of the lot, somebody lost control of their car and hit him. Anyway, he had a big gut wound, and he happened to have a tub of clay in the back of his truck, and he picked it up and took it over there and just poured it on the wound because they were out in the country, and it took a while before an ambulance could arrive, and it stopped the bleeding, and it kept germs from getting in the wound. So the dry powder clay can also be used to brush your teeth and to pack your gums, things like that. Making the liquid clay, you mix one part clay to three parts of water. That is if you're using the Living Clay brand. Now, other clays have different amounts. Because this is a swelling calcium bentonite, it's a very rare clay. Most calcium bentonites do not swell. They are a one-to-one ratio with water. But this clay has more strength because it is swelling, even though it's a calcium bentonite. And so you use one part clay to three parts water, put it in a glass or food-grade plastic jar, shake it real good, and let it settle. The heavier particles will descend to the bottom. Drink what's on the top. When you get down to the bottom, add a little more water to it, shake it all loose, and go water your plants. They love it. It's very good for the yard and your house plants. So that's that. There's a video on aboutclay.com. If you click on clay information and scroll down, I believe it's on the right-hand side is where all the archived recordings are, but there are also two videos there that show how to mix the liquid clay and how to make it for a clay bath. And, you know, I can read directions, but if I can see somebody do it, it just really helps me. I'm a visual learner. So we have those for you. All right. Good questions today. Let's see if we have any more coming in. Another one from Tom in Walnut Creek. You're cutting out. Your answers are not being completed. Okay, I must have a bad connection on my phone. I'm sorry about that. Let me try answering that again. You ask about how to use liquid clay and dry powder clay. You make the liquid clay and the clay mass from the dry powder. You use dry powder to stop a bleeding wound, and you also use it around your teeth and gums and to brush your teeth. Otherwise, you should be using the clay mass topically to put on wounds, sore muscles, moles, facials, things of that nature. I'm actually shrinking some moles on the side of my face right now, and I put a little dab of the clay mask on them at night before I go to bed and let it dry and just sleep with it on. And it's been months doing it, but they're getting smaller. I apologize for cutting out. You never know about the phone connections on these things, so I appreciate that notice. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions coming in. I'm going to go over to the phone lines, and we have several callers online. Do any of the callers have a question they'd like to ask? If you do, if you'll press star 2 on your phone, it will show up on my computer, and I can open your line, and we can discuss your question. That's star 2 on the phone line. We've just about talked up our time today. We've had some really good questions. I'm going to go back. Since last time, seems like I have a delayed reaction with questions coming in. And about the time I get off the line and hang up, here they come down through the pipes. Well, it doesn't look like it's going to do that today. Okay, we kind of discussed the two ways, of primary ways of taking clay. In addition to using clay masks and facials and clay on topically, you can do a poultice. A poultice is a thick patch of clay kept in place over a certain area for an hour or two, like the body organs, your liver, your thyroid, your kidneys, something of that nature. When you start, you only want to leave them on for about an hour at a time. And if the clay gets warm, take it off and put a fresh poultice on. If there's inflammation there, it pulls the heat out. you can gradually build up to like 2 hours, but for body organs at first, I would do it slowly and just for an hour at a time. There's any number of ways you can use the clay. Just get it in you and on you. Remember, if it hurts, put clay on it. I'm talking about if you bump your head, put clay on it. If you mash your finger, put clay on it. If you stub your toe, put clay on it. If you have a sprain, a burn, an itch, a rash, a poison ivy, shingles, anything like that, put the clay mask on it. Drinking the clay, I recommend for everybody because it's going to balance your system, support the body, keep fresh toxins out, keep your pH levels normal, and cleanse that colon where you're absorbing more nutrients from the food you get. So therefore, it makes sense that clay is going to help support the body in that way. And the energy in clay, people who first start taking clay say they notice that they have more energy in just a few days. They comment on their energy and how they get a glow to their skin. Those are some of the benefits of it. Well, I don't see any hand raise here, so I'm going to go back over to the questions one more time. Here's another one from Mariella in New York. Dear Perry, thank you so much for answering my question. It's very helpful, and I'm going to order some clay. I'm more used to the green clay. Okay, good. Thank you very much, and thank you for the comment. Tom that said the connection is still very bad. Can you email the response? Thank you. Okay, I'm going to capture your message there, and I'll do that. I'm sorry about that connection. I don't know if everybody's having the same problem. If you are, will you email me and let me know? I don't know if it's just the line between Tom and I. We may have a bad connection going, or if it's everybody. And Cheryl will record these and put them online, but in the meantime, I will answer your question by email, Tom, so that you can get it. And thank you for letting me know that. Let me move over here so I can capture it on a clean sheet and cut and paste this address in. And our time is actually up for today. I really appreciate everyone who tunes in to our shows. And anytime you have a personal question or a private question you'd like to ask, you're welcome to email me. My email is perrya@austin.rr.com. And my phone number is 512-262-7187. You can go to livingclaybook.com, and my contact information is there. And I'll be happy to discuss any questions that you might have in private. Some of us have some private issues, and so we prefer doing it again. Okay, here's it must be in your phone connection, Tom. Marianne said, my connection has been excellent throughout the call. So when you called in, you probably got a bad line somehow. So I will go back and answer that. Thank you, Marianne, for letting me know. I'm kind of groping around in the dark here, so I really appreciate the comments from you all. Well, I can either keep talking or let you all go and be about this beautiful day. If you live in the Southwest, it's lovely out today. I hope where you are, the sun is out, and there are many, many opportunities waiting for you, so go out there and grab you some of them and enjoy this beautiful day. Thank you again for listening in. This is Perry A. signing out.